A childish fantasy I hope would make a person listen. First person narrative, I used a certain diction to play a role and also engage in circumscription. Everyone that heard the distance of his great dances asked the same questions. I never gave him straight answers, cause I didn't think I liked boys. Cause boys called me a fag so much I blended in the white noise. Somehow they sensed I wasn't measuring up. Turns out they didn't have to ask me what my preference was. Nothing I could say was ever enough to ward them off me. Now I got a war that haunts me like a veteran does. Yeah, I guess it gets better and stuff. I mean, you learn to conform, crush eccentricity, return to the norm. Sure as you're born, certain forms are forced into the light. That's when you give them the performance of your life. You're not different, you're just another victim. You never fit in with other children. If you can hold on a little bit more, you will get to see the reasons they were hitting us. Didn't want to be male, couldn't tell my best friend that little odd detail. Self-preservation prevailed, I kept my feelings private. Everyone believed the lie that I presented, even I did. Never said I was a girl, I could only wish I was and feel ashamed about my fat body and homeliness. Ironically, I didn't know that that's how girls are supposed to feel in a culture that doesn't treat them as though they're even close to real. I didn't know the deal, I was a boy with long hair. I shut the door on that and acted like I'd never gone there. I retreated a safe distance and stayed hidden. It was easy not to face difference. I'm fairly positive this is all coming out wrong. I'm not closeted, but this is a coming out song. So if this topic ever gives you trouble, just remember, you're not the only one who struggles with gender. You're not different, we're all doing our best to deal. Trying to find a best to deal and dying for a sex appeal. And if you just hold on, believe me, you'll figure out that no one really finds.